Well, you've got to take a look at the story in the news at coasttocoastam.com. Incredible how a girl terrified after a ghost apparently photobombed their selfie photograph. And you can see this ghost in the background. I don't know how they set this up, if it's a hoax. This is something else. Two friends simply trying to take an innocent little selfie with their smartphone, and they saw a ghost behind them in the United Kingdom. You got to take a look at the picture. It's in the news at coasttocoastam.com. Heidi Hall is in the room. She'll be back with us in a moment as we talk about her work, The Hat Man, and we'll talk about Shadow People, too, on Coast to Coast AM. Well, welcome back. Heidi Hall is with us. Heidi, of course, is an expert on the paranormal. Some of her work, of course, includes The Secret War, The Heavens Speak of the Battle, Diary Blog of the Fickle Fingers, and of course, she's an expert on shadow people, and one of her new works, The Hat Man, The True Story of Evil Encounters. Welcome back, one of our favorites, Heidi Hollis. Hello, Heidi.
George, how are you?
I'm great, and you have been very busy, my dear, haven't you?
Gosh, yes. October, I mean, it's now November, but October was absolutely mental. Oh my gosh, very busy.
The Hat Man. Tell me about these things. What are they?
Oh, gosh, the Hat Man. Well, I guess first to describe what this character looks like, because he has a distinctive look. He is a gentleman. Well, he's not a gentleman. I don't like to give him much.
Yeah, a gentleman.
Yeah, I really don't like to give him much respect at all. I call him an idiot and whatnot. But he wears a three-piece suit, if you're lucky enough to see any details in him. Three-piece suit. Sometimes people see a white collared shirt, a trench coat, or a cape. And he also tends to wear, this is interesting but not often seen, but a chained watch. But the very first one that I heard of had a chained watch on his hip. And a gaucho-type hat, a top hat, or even a cowboy hat upon his noggin. Yeah, isn't that something? And people would generally relate to him as being kind of having a shadowy appearance because they don't always see many details in his face or his clothing. And he comes in the middle of the night at the foot of your bed when you least expect it, you know?
Are people all seeing the same entity?
You know, that's a head scratcher for myself. I have not seen him myself, thank God, though he has approached me and though people have seen him behind me, which is disturbing enough. But
really,
what's really fascinating when it comes to the Hat Man that wears the top hat, he usually is seen with a cape. And oftentimes, more than the other guy with the other type of hat, with the flat gaucho hat, people notice he looks older. And I've also heard of the Hat Man, though he gives the same ominous presence and feel and does the same things, that sometimes he'll mix it up and he'll wear like a pinstripe suit or even a kind of a checkered pattern type pants. But yeah, isn't that strange? I mean,
that
it's rarer, but yeah.
Do people confuse him for shadow people?
Yeah, and I kind of take responsibility for that one, George.
You started that?
I did. You know, I had not witnessed him. This whole thing with the shadow people and the Hat Man started between myself and a college roommate named Samantha. And, just to back up what the story was, I heard her screaming, a death scream in the middle of the night. I was certain somebody was killing her. And we had been dealing with these shadowy presences before, and shadow spiders, shadow people, shadow rodents like yourself have seen, shadow cats, things like that. So I just went racing to her room, ran in, kicked the door open, essentially, found her crouched in the corner, just shivering, barely able to speak, pointing at the door, saying a man was in there. And how she described it to me and how she drew this awesome picture that's still on my website at HeidiHollis.com. You could go there and click on the Hat Man tab. He was like standing in the shadow. So I assumed that he was another form that shadow people took. So I described him and named him the Hatman Shadow on my website, and that name kind of stuck for a long time, though pretty early on after I put that image up on my website, things started changing as far as the description and what people described as being a very real entity, very different from how people were describing shadow people as being something that you could almost see through and whatnot. But no, Hatman has pressed seams on his pant legs.
Pressed.
You know, he's like a real
He's upscale.
Guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
I always thought the Hatman might have been like something from the 1800s. You describe him as someone who seems to be pretty darn current.
You know, the top hat guy does not, though he seems to have the same kind of MO and what he does and kind of how he looks and feels and all that stuff. And then the one that wears the flat gaucho type hat can, you know, dress it up and change that hat to be like a cowboy hat. I've even heard a derby hat, but not very often, or a fedora, not as often. But, yeah, he still kind of gives off that feel and flair of kind of being a little outdated, but a sharp dresser. And, you know, George, this is the thing that kills me about this whole phenomenon with him. You know, when you want to be known for something, you kind of do the same gig or have the same look and the same presence.
You don't change it much. That's right.
Yeah. And he is making sure that you knew it was him that showed up. So
is the Hat Man evil? Is it demonic? What is it?
You know, even in the book, it's like I try to shy away from just saying, I know what it is. It's this guy. You know, it's that. This is what he's doing. Because the people have a voice in this in helping me piece it together, because, again, it's not something I experienced, but a lot of people are concluding a few different things. Some people are saying to me in their emails, which it numbers in the thousands. I was on the Unexplained Files more recently, and they said, Heidi Hollis has had dozens of these encounters. I'm like, no, it's in the thousands, and it's worldwide when it comes to shadow people in the Hat Man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm like, dozens? I wish. Dozens in a month, but it just cracks me up. But when people describe this guy, you know, I got off tangent. What was it you're asking?
Well, you know, the question was, are they demonic? Are they evil? What are they?
Yeah, the people are saying, you know, in their emails, and they're telling me, who is he? He's the devil, isn't he? He's a demon, isn't he? And they're like asking and answering at the same time.
Yeah.
But the most peculiar answer that I get, and I get these really strong opinions at times that are very defensive for the Hat Man to say, he's my friend, he's a guardian. Get that, George, a freaking guardian. What is that?
A guardian of what?
Exactly. It's so sad, but a lot of these people who say that, I don't know if it's ego. I hate to judge people for what they believe to be true for themselves, but when I ask them, you know, why, or if I read between the lines of what they're saying, they're like, well, I wasn't afraid of him. Oh, okay. So he's there to protect you and he's a good guy. Or, well, he came in the room and he punched my abusive father and he didn't know where it came from. Oh, like that's a good thing.
Hmm.
Yeah,
he punched the abusive father, so almost like he was defending the abused person.
Exactly.
And that's interesting.
Isn't it? But it's like that person then like becomes a follower of this thing, you know, and feels comforted because, oh, he stood up for me, you know, against the bully, you know. And I think that's a very, very scary trend, but I have heard that not a ton, but I've heard a few good stories in regard to that, and I do put that in the Hat Man book in regard to...
What do you think the motive is of the Hat Man? And where do you think it comes from? Is it from another dimension? Is it on this planet? What, where, in your opinion, where is it coming from?
You know, I've tried to link and generalize darkness as being darkness, as far as if it's a negative alien, if it's a negative demonic thing, if it's a negative presence from another dimension. Some things exist without us slapping a title to it and knowing exactly what it's about. I think that, you know, again, it's up to no good. We know what it likes to do, and we know what it's kind of after. It likes to let people know that it, I mean, 99% of the cases is that it's there for no good, that it's there to cause harm, that it's there to wreak havoc and to instill a fear in a person. Now, just get this, to have something, okay, shadow people, they like to jump on people and choke them, okay? This is a great pastime hobby of theirs. I don't know, maybe they hang out in theme parks. I don't know what it is, but.
Maybe they dress as clowns.
You know, this could be true, who knows? But this is something that they are known for doing. The Hat Man can just walk into your presence, or even you just see the tail end of him, and you feel as if your soul is in danger. Now, what a trick to have up your sleeve that your presence alone could send you to church. it really lets you know that this is a powerful entity. Whatever he likes to try to pretend to be as a guardian or a friend. Oh my gosh, I've had a couple of people write me. This is really, really kind of gross, but say that they were in love with the Hat Man, that they had a sort of relationship because sometimes he is sexually abusive to children on up. I think when I started receiving emails with people not just describing how solid he was, but how he stuck around for year upon year in young people's lives up until adulthood in some cases. And I was just floored by that reality that people were experiencing. And still to this day, George, I still get people writing and saying, OMG, I thought I was the only one who had seen this guy. I didn't know he was real to others. And I'm like, oh, it just gives me the horrible chills for them because it's such a painful reality to be smacked with. And but I love the fact that I'm able to now have the strength to approach this topic, because for the longest time, I didn't like what I was seeing. I didn't like what I was hearing. And every time I approached the topic to try to write this book, The Hat Man, everybody around me started experiencing the most god-awful things. They either had experiences with him or something else dark, serious bad luck, and they all knew it was somehow attributed to what I was working on.
You know, I was going to ask you if when the Hat Man appears, if something happens to these people who witness or see it, and it sounds like they do. Bad things happen to them.
Well, you know, it's strange, but not always. The ones that he establishes roots with, it's as if he's trying to get them used to his presence. I had a lady write me when she told me when she was a kid, he was always sitting in the corner of her room. Every night she went to bed, there he was, sitting in the same chair, looking at her the same way. And I believe he had glowing red eyes. That's another lovely distinction when it comes to him. He could sometimes have glowing red eyes or solid black eyes. So she had experienced this for the longest time. And then she grew up, went to college, and lo and behold, he presents himself once again while she's an adult. And he said to her, he does speak, which is another characteristic of him versus shadow people, is, you know me, it's okay. As if, you know, I'm a familiar guy. Don't be worried.
Well, do they see him, Heidi? Can they see texture? Can they see beyond red eyes? Can they really see his face? Or does he also have that shadow person appearance?
I have had several people that have described quite in detail in regard to what his face is like. sometimes he's clean shaven, other times he has a goatee. Some people, you know, the eyes are never quite right, though. They're usually a solid black or glowing red, even upon being super close, which is horrific.
But they can see that. They can see the eyes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very clearly. Pointed nose and extremely pointed chin. And what does that remind you of when it comes to aliens with, you know, having the very, very pointed chin like the Greys?
Looks like Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, the one with the top hat. Yeah. And Abe Lincoln, yes, indeed. With sometimes he has a goatee, little beard of some sort. But
yeah,
it's such a terrible, terrible trend. And I also relate. I give a lot of different possibilities, and I share nearly 50 stories in the book in regard to how people are associating him with different things. Even the alien topic and how he has shown up. And I directly link shadow people to being with the alien phenomenon. And it's funny, when I first came forward talking about that, everybody's like, what is this loon talking about? You know, this is a paranormal phenomenon. They don't fly around on ships. And I'm like, I never said that. But their presence of shadow people coming around those who have experienced aliens or UFOs. I was never abducted, but I had experienced humongous UFOs and dealt with shadow people to an extent that was, I think, would drive most people a little bit off center. But
well, I don't think they're extraterrestrial. I think based on the research you've done and the reports that we always get, It sounds like these are some kind of dimensional beings that are coming through either a portal or they're coming from another dimension somehow.
Well, and it's all of the above. That's the kicker. The shadowy presence is more of a dark influence that can take on any nightmare that you can imagine and are the connecting force between a lot of various beings that visit this planet as well, from my understanding. And when I first presented that topic, you know, people thought, nah, that just couldn't happen. But other researchers now are getting hip to looking into the shadow people perspective, and they're seeing that this just might be kind of, you know, related to interdimensional beings or even non-human alien-like beings. So more people are seeing the connection. And, you know, I don't know if I ever shared this story, what happened to myself. One night, I mean, my biggest terror and horror are freaking spiders. Cannot stand them, George. I think.
Well, not a lot of people do. I mean, if there was a tarantula on my shoulder, I think I'd kind of swoosh it away, too.
Lord, if I had the power, I'd zap them all. But so I saw shadow spiders all the time, and I think these shadowy presences knew, well, Heidi really can't stand these. Let's come in this form only. And they would often drop from my ceiling, hit my bed with such vigor it would shake, and with every step they would move my blankets or sheets.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare. Heidi, hang with us. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And, of course, next hour we'll take your phone calls with Heidi. Maybe you've had a little episode with the Hat Man or a shadow person. We'll check in with us next hour on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back. Back with Heidi Hollis. Heidi, let's talk a little bit more about the Hat Man. Then I want to concentrate on the shadow people and then also the paranormal pledge. We got to get into that a little bit later on as well. So you're not sure, at least it sounds that way, where this creature is coming from.
I'm not exactly certain exactly where he resides, but I do feel that this guy is showing up to those who may either be the type of person that likes to kick a dog versus pet a dog, and also to people who maybe he's just such a bright light that he really wants to stomp out that light in a person. And now why? What is he looking at? Why is he attracted to whatever it is? That's for the person to decide. But I think everybody knows themselves and knows if, you know, they need to make a change or they need to put up their defenses. Or another thing that I really put forward is the topic of faith. TheOtherFWord.com is my new site in regard to that. I mean, how do you combat darkness, wherever this darkness resides? How do you stand against such a thing? I mean, you're seeing that something the likes of potentially the devil is standing before you. What are you going to do, throw a shoe at it? I think you better, you know, learn to get back with your faith, whatever can combat that darkness. For me, I'm not ashamed and shy to say I'm Christian. This is where I stand. And, you know, there's others who have different beliefs, but, you know, put up God and Jesus in the face of such things. And you know, I think I was one of the first to start talking about how, you know, even in the face of aliens, shadow people, the Hat Man, whatever darkness might be coming at you, using the name and Jesus' name to get away from me has worked in every case. So what is that saying? Apparently it's coming from the same corner of the pits or wherever it is this stuff resides. I really couldn't tell you where it's coming from.
How different is the Hat Man from shadow people?
He's different in a sense that he's very solid. He wears clothes. he has distinctive features, and he can change it up. And he also likes to get into people's dreams more often than shadow people do. And he talks a lot more, which is disturbing in the sense that he does it to get even more of a rise out of a person or to figure them out or to push them in one direction or over another. A lot of people have heard of the Slender Man now since that horrific incident with those two little girls.
Exactly.
And I cannot help but to think that whoever came up with this fictional character of the Slender Man had experienced the Hat Man and, you know, slapped a different title on it, because the Hat Man likes to come to children. He likes to tell them, hey, go over there and kill yourself. Hey, go over there and kill that person. Go hurt that person. And it's as if you pay attention to him, you become a little bit more indebted to him. But the same goes true for shadow people. They like to influence people in a sense that they're not listening to their inner selves. They're listening to the darker portion of themselves, and they don't know exactly, you know, where those dark thoughts come from. It's kind of like the devil sitting on one shoulder and the angel sitting on the other. And it seems so strange and odd to think or say, but it's just, it's the experience of the people that really helps me to get a better understanding and grasp around what is going on. And a lot of people say, this is interesting when it comes to the shadow people. A lot of people tell me, you know, when I couldn't take the fear anymore, like this thing jumped on me, started choking me, when I just gave up and let go, it left. The Hat Man does not give you that option, and he's not so cordial, and he's not so kind. He likes to make sure that you got the message and that you pass out in horror before you pass out.
Has anybody been hurt from either a shadow person or the Hat Man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Both of them can be quite aggressive and abusive in leaving bruises and choking a person, and also sexual assault. That's something that's kind of common, but not so often spoken of. And I have a couple of groups. I have Paranormal Pledge, and then I have Shadow People and Hat Man Experiencer group on Facebook. Both of them are there, too. And a lot of the people are, you know, reluctantly speaking on this now. I haven't had a lot of people be very forthcoming on the topic, though they've hinted at that. And sadly, you know, a lot of children have experienced that.
Well, since you mentioned the pledge, why don't you explain what that is, the Paranormal Pledge?
You know, I was just thinking to myself, you know, there are just way too many people who are still in their paranormal closet, and they really need to start coming forward and start speaking about this stuff. So, I mean, I'm essentially asking people, it's paranormalpledge.com, I'm asking people to take it upon themselves to at least tell one other person what it is that they've experienced, what it is they believe to be true, even if they haven't experienced something. So we could take the paranormal to a different level, because it really shocks me how many people are still in denial in this world that the paranormal exists, that it's out there. And it's I think it's about time that, you know, they see regular everyday people saying, yeah, you know, I saw something, or yeah, it was my mom who experienced, you know, just keeping it real, not having to put a spooky, you know, light under their chin to tell the story, but just being themselves. I often get from people who say, you know, Heidi, if I know you, you know, or you seem so real and you're just sharing your story like it's nothing. And it's, they appreciate that I'm just being who I am. And it's more believable when you're just being as raw and honest, as humanly flawed. I like humor. I like, you know, carrying on about these topics as I would any other topic, throwing jokes even, you know, it's just the way that I feel most comfortable. And it seems to help lighten the mood for others. Even when I wrote all my books, I write with a sense of humor to them. The Hat Man book was probably my darkest book ever, but I really, really aimed to lighten the mood, to get people to realize, you know, they feel like they're so spiritually screwed, pardon the French, but when it comes to their souls, because they've experienced the Hat Man so much, or they experience the shadow people so much. And I'm like, you know, up to your last breath, as I understand it, you have the chance to get yourself correct. So that's why I have the book, Diary Blog of the Fickle Finders. And that's it's a graphic novel. It's for adults, but it's also aimed for children, ages 7 and up. Just having
hold on. How could a book be for adults but aimed for children?
Well, because I've heard mostly, you know, who reads comics? It's grown men, I'm sorry, but that's who I've heard the most from. It's kind of hilarious and cool at the same time, so. But I did aim it for, you know, kids to be able to get, you know, find their faith, because a lot of kids are not going to church and not being taught things because, you know, the churches have, you know, done appalling things in the eyes of many, and it's like, I understand that, but do you dump your faith just because of it? You know, the dark stuff is placing their bets on us that we're not going to figure this out. And it's time that we really, you know, realize, you know, if you could see darkness standing in front of you, shaking your bed at night, there's a power even greater and more powerful. And I have a new book that'll be coming out in December called The Other F Word, a book on faith in the real funny world. And it's also kind of a graphic novel, and just trying to get people to look at their faith in the different levels and to see where they're at and how they could get to the next level. Because too many people are just struggling with it. And it's like, you know, it's, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up if you've seen some of these odd things. And the graphic novel series, The Diary Blog of the Fickle Finders, they're going to look into all sorts of topics, from the paranormal to aliens, to the faith topic. I started them off looking into the faith topic because I wanted to build a basis to look into these odd things, because so many people look into ghosts and demons, and then they get, you know, the worst case scenario where these things are attacking them. And I'm like, how do you rebuke that stuff? You've got to find where the light is in yourself and in the face of horrors, because I feel like it's not only a possibility you're going to be met with specifically shadow people or the Hat Man in particular, it's a threat that they're going to come your way at some point. I don't care if it's in a dream. And if they can't get into your life, they will come to you in your dream. If you get rid of them in your life, they'll come to you in your dream, and they'll try to weaken you. They do not give up, but so what? You know, just keep moving. It's not a matter of them. They could break you.
I'll dream about it tonight.
Oh, don't. George, don't do it. Be strong on us. I tell people, you know, if anybody should be truly in the armpit of these things, it's myself. But, you know, I've managed to keep them at bay because I have no doubts in my faith.
Well, all right, here's the question. So we don't know where they're from. We're talking specifically about the Hat Man. Do we know why it even exists? Why is it even here?
I think this is something of biblical proportion. I think that what is going on now, you know, everybody's always anticipated there being a battle between the dark and the light, good and bad. And I think this is it. I think it's going on. That's why I called my first book The Secret War. And I also have another book called Jesus is No Joke. Jesus is appearing to people. Angels are appearing to people at an astronomical level. And so are these dark things appearing to people, like as if they are appearing to those who fall on their side of the fence.
But these don't appear to be demons, right?
The shadow people and the hat man? Oh, yes. And I think many of these abducting aliens are as well.
All right, so let's talk about the demonic end of this then. Mm-hmm. Are they trying to capture your soul? Are they trying to possess you? What are they trying to do?
I think all of the above and anything that you can imagine in between. Here's a quick story. I had a gentleman who wrote me saying how he was in a dark place in his life and he attempted suicide. And he woke up in his hospital bed, only to have a visitor at the side of his bed. When he opened his eyes, it was the Hat Man. He was strapped down to the bed so he couldn't hurt himself. And mm-hmm. the Hat Man rose and got within an inch of his face and put his two fingers up and said, "I was this close to having you."
Oh.
He disappeared.
We don't want that.
Yeah. So I would say he was there to collect. He shows up around death. He shows up around illness, accidents. I wouldn't put it past him. I think if he sees something like that, he'll take it. And you'll like this, George. A lot of people refer to him as looking like Reverend Kane from Poltergeist 2, the movie.
Yes. Well, does the hat person or the shadow person create the tragedy that occurs?
I think they do. I really do. I think sometimes, not always, I think sometimes they're hoping, they know something's about to happen, and I think that they'll linger around hoping to grab a hold. But sometimes I think they do influence it. And it's so cool when I get emails from people saying, you know, my husband and I were fighting, we had just moved to this place, and we started seeing these shadowy things, and they figure it out that, wow, that thing was really putting us in a funk where we almost got divorced. I love when they can recognize their enemy. And that's the trick when it comes to shadow people. Sometimes, and often actually, when they're spotted, they'll attack or they'll be in a threatening mode towards you. They like to be hidden and not let you see their enemy coming, because if you can see your enemy coming, of course you can defend yourself. Hat Man that could give a rat's behind. I mean, he's just there like, "That's right, buddy. Take a look. I'm here for you." I mean, he wants that respectful fear. And he tried to get it out of me, and I refused, George. While I was writing the Hat Man book, here I had never had him confront me before. I write this book as I'm writing it. He essentially confronted me three times, and I wouldn't look at him. I would not look at him. I'm like,
What did he want from you?
I think he wanted respectful fear out of me. I really do. I think he came to let me know that he was paying attention. This is a mind-blowing story. I'm an occupational therapist, still practicing. And not everybody knows what it is that I cover. And
You mean you can't live on Hat Man stories alone?
Oh, come on. You know, I think that's a big misconception for those of us who are in the paranormal. People think, oh, you're just, you know, trying to put these stories out there to make a living. It's like, look, this is called passion and hoping to help other people. It's so passion driven, and I wouldn't change a thing. it's such a love. But so I was at this facility, and a couple of other therapists were like, "Hey, are you that chick that writes these books?" And I'm like, "Yes." And so I told them a little bit about shadow people and the Hat Man, and one of the therapists had to get another patient and bring the patient down to stand in the parallel bars to try walking, and it's surrounded by mirrors. When the patient started hollering out of nowhere, "Who's the man in black in the mirror trying to talk to me in another language?" Out of nowhere, I go out there. He's flipping out. He's like, "He's behind you." And I'm like, "Sir, is he wearing a hat?" And he said, "Yes, he's wearing a hat. You see him right there." He's like, "Stop pretending you don't see him." He was so upset. I put that story in the book, and just mind-blowing. It continues on, and you know, it just showed me he was paying attention. He was that close. And I can guarantee to everybody out there, and it's a shuddering thought, but the darkness is so close, listening, waiting for your guard to drop. Don't let it drop, and don't think that he can be welcomed into your life. I mean, he could slither around and try his best, but when you have no doubts in your faith, he doesn't get very far. And the light is even closer. Call upon it, and he will show up. I have several stories in the book talking about how people called on God, Jesus, and the most amazing responses. I mean, just when you think all is lost, boom, you know. So I tell people, do not fret, you know. But I believe that the battle between good and evil is in front of us right now. I think it's going on. And
are we winning?
You know, I'll answer that with this thought, because a lot of people are like, oh, Heidi, aren't you ready for the end of the world to happen? I'm like, no, because we'll lose too many people to the dark side. We really need to start waking people up. And that's why I think doing the Paranormal Pledge, to talk about this stuff more often. Some of the stories that I receive, especially, I welcome people, by the way, to send your email, send your stories about anything from, you know, paranormal to holy encounters, Jesus encounters. And because I do my best to try to let people know that this stuff is all going on. And people are experiencing this to an extent that if you even heard one of these stories, it could change somebody's life. They're mind-blowing. I mean, Jesus showing up, chatting to people about things that you just would be floored to hear. So I welcome people. Feel free. And I do answer all my emails. So it's like, it dustoutlander@gmail.com, just so you know, D-A-S. But, you know, it's something that needs to be done. It's nothing that I would ever stop doing. And, you know, it's odd. I cover, here I've named shadow people in the Hatman Phenomenon. But I consider myself more of a Christian author, because I always try to turn it back that way, because I was experiencing so many dark things myself. It wasn't until I got my faith correct again. I'm not a Bible thumper or a church attender or anything like that, but just realistic with my faith and change myself around. That's why I've got, you know, Jesus is No Joke book, Picture Prayers, Diary Blog of the Fickle Finders and the Other F Word, and The Secret War and The Hat Man, because these books all kind of point back to your faith.
Let's take calls next on people who might have had a Hatman or Shadow Person experience, or just a question with Heidi Hollis on Coast to Coast AM.